The top five at five.
Horror at a Texas elementary school. 19 students and two teachers killed after a teenage gunman opens fire. Results of primaries in four states with Republican incumbents securing primary nods, including Pence-backed Georgia Governor Kemp. China and Russia respond with a joint military exercise after President Biden in Tokyo said the U.S. would respond militarily should China invade Taiwan. An ISIS terrorist in custody in connection with a plot to assassinate Bush 43. The suspect who allegedly shot and killed a Goldman Sachs employee aboard the Q train is in police custody. Here's your top five at five.
There was a mass casualty incident at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. This school has children that are in second, third, and fourth grade. I can confirm right now that we have several injuries, adults and students, and we do have some deaths.
A teenage gunman opened fire at the Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, yesterday. 19 students and two teachers were killed. The alleged gunman, 18-year-old Salvador Ramos, was shot and killed by an agent with the Border Patrol Tactical Unit, who was also shot. President Joe Biden addressed the nation last night.
May God bless the loss of innocent life on this sad day. And may the Lord be near the brokenhearted and save those crushed in spirit, because they're going to need a lot of help and a lot of our prayers. God love you.
Fox News reporting Ramos allegedly posted disturbing images online via his Instagram account before the shooting. The images have since been taken down. Investigators are attempting to piece together the series of events that led up to the second deadliest shooting in U.S. history. Former classmates told CNN Ramos was bullied at school, referred to as the school shooter. A shooting at the Sandy Hook Elementary School in December of 2012 left 28 dead, 2 hurt.
What a great night to be a Georgian, everybody.
Incumbent Brian Kemp won the Republican primary for Georgia governor, fending off a challenge by former Senator David Perdue. Kemp was backed by former Vice President Mike Pence and Perdue by former President Donald Trump. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene in Georgia easily won the Republican primary for her House seat. Former football star Herschel Walker, endorsed by former President Trump and Senate Minority Leader McConnell, secured the Republican nod for U.S. Senate. Down in Texas, State Attorney General Ken Paxton won his party's nomination, defeating State Land Commissioner George Bush. The bitter primary between Representative Henry Cuellar and Immigration Attorney Jessica Cisneros is too close to call. In Arkansas, former White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders secured the GOP nomination for governor.
We love the people of this state, and we want to see it be successful. We want to see it thrive. Frankly, I'm tired of watching Arkansas be at the bottom in so many places that I know we deserve to be first.
In Alabama, Governor Kay Ivey defeated 8 challengers to win the state's GOP governor primary. China and Russia responded to President Biden's comment in Tokyo that the U.S. would intervene militarily should China invade Taiwan.
You didn't want to get involved in the Ukraine conflict militarily for obvious reasons. Are you willing to get involved militarily to defend Taiwan if it comes to that?
Yes.
You are.
That's the commitment we made.
On Tuesday, China and Russia held their first joint military exercise since Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. They sent bombers over the seas in Northeast Asia in an apparent show of force as President Biden met in Tokyo with the leaders of Australia, Japan, and India. Army General Mark Milley warned about the two nations back in April.
We are now facing two global powers, China and Russia, each with significant military capabilities, both who intend to fundamentally change the rules-based current global order.
South Korea and American officials confirmed the exercise. An alleged plot involving a terrorist to assassinate Bush 43, George W. Bush. A statement from the U.S. Justice Department identified the suspect as 52-year-old Shahab Ahmed Shahab Shahab. Shahab, according to the DOJ, exchanged money with other individuals in an attempt to illegally smuggle foreign nationals into the United States. He specifically planned to help 4 Iraqi nationals come into the United States across the southern border to help kill Bush. Dr. David Grantham of the Center for a Free, Secure Society spoke to WFAA in Dallas about Shahab's terrorist ties.
What stands out to me is the fact that these relationships and these connections still exist and are still fairly strong. It's also speaking to what appears to be a changing strategy of some of these international terrorist organizations to target individuals instead of large-scale attacks.
The charging document states that Shahab launched the plot in retaliation of Iraqi deaths during Operation Iraqi Freedom. The suspect who opened fire aboard a Manhattan-bound Q train Sunday, killing a Goldman Sachs employee, is in police custody. Following all-day negotiations with lawyers and the suspect's clergyman, 25-year-old suspect Andrew Abdullah, a parolee with 20 previous arrests, was taken into custody outside of a lawyer's office before he could voluntarily surrender. Here's New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
Thanks to the good work of the men and women and our partners in law enforcement, we got him. And we got him in a way that he did not cause more injuries to New Yorkers.
Abdullah has prior arrests for assault, robbery, menacing, and grand larceny, in addition to three cases still pending. Abdullah's lawyers criticized law enforcement officials for arresting Abdullah before he could surrender in the death of Daniel Enriquez.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.